This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is our guest. He tried to shotgun with us with Drew Hernandez, who's been at the Rittenhouse trial, pops in with exclusive information. We've also been covering protests against the deadly injections all over the country. We're going to cover it all. But wow, Robert Barnes, for those who just joined us, the UN, we showed the document earlier, has announced, and now all over the U.S., they're saying, yes, we're now going to inject children 5 and up without parental consent. They say it gives implied consent when you let your child go to school. Obviously, that's a fraud. As a lawyer, spend a minute on that, just explaining it, and then let's get into how do we stop them false flagging, or they're going to hurt people's children or kill them, and then a dad's going to go, you know, shoot the school nurse or whatever. That's a terrible thing. We don't want that to happen, but they're shooting the children up. The globalists know cause and effect. They know where this is going. They obviously want to elicit some type of civil war. Do you think I'm wrong or right about that?
I mean, I think both are serious risks. I mean, I think part of what's happening in the Rittenhouse trial reflects that. I think they want the secure convictions in that trial to get people to overreact. And people need to maintain confidence in the constitutional system of government that we have and continue to go to the court of public opinion, continue to go to the court of law, assert all of your rights and remedies, and do everything you can within that arena. What we saw with the elections is that can still work. The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing people he did not exist. The greatest trick the system can pull is convincing you as an ordinary American that you cannot resist. History is full of examples of ordinary people changing the world. Just look at InfoWars. InfoWars should have been off, disappeared 4 years ago. That was the plan. That was the objective. Clearly, the goal was to do something like this, and InfoWars has been the tip of the spear resisting it. But because people continue to support InfoWars, continue to engage in InfoWars, ordinary people were able to stop the entire system that came to try to crush InfoWars from succeeding in that objective. So people have a lot more power than they sometimes give themselves credit to. So if they continue to fight back in the court of public opinion, continue to fight back in the courts of law, and continue to support places like InfoWars, which is easy, because you can buy things that make you healthier, wealthier, and wiser all in the same process, by doing so, then we can succeed. Because the reason why the system is going so hard, so fast, with this Great Reset agenda, is because it fears it will fail. It fears that people will be able to successfully resist. So if we continue to push back, we continue to resist, we can still succeed.
I totally agree with you, and I just want listeners and viewers to understand, as negative as this all is, this is being done out of a position of these globalists of trying to maintain control. They even admit that. So this is not being done by strength. It's being done by desperateness, but they could still take over if we don't resist and say no.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why it's critical people continue to do everything they can in their power to do so. I mean, that's what it's a complete lie. What they are saying is that sending your kid to school is informed consent to give up control over your child's medical treatment, your child's body, your child's ideas. That's totally hogwash. That has never been the case. That, in fact, when vaccine mandates have been fought, there have been an acknowledgement that there are religious accommodations, acknowledgement that there are medical accommodations, acknowledgement that the vaccine has to meet a certain test of safety and efficacy that this vaccine does not meet. No emergency use authorized vaccine has ever been approved by any court to be mandated on children ever in our legal
history. In fact, as you know, they tried this on the troops in the 90s and the early 2000s, and it got outlawed and stopped. And so
exactly,
this is like
Rumsfeld, 2001.
This is like a crazy person grabbing your five-year-old out of the backyard because they want to take him home with them for whatever reason. It's not legitimate. This is just the state and the teachers' unions and Big Pharma literally trying to kidnap our children.
Exactly. It's the Hillary Rodham Clintons of the world forcing you into an Epstein-style adoption program for all the children across the world. And that's all this is. It's if they control your child, if they control your body, they control everything. They know that at a core level. That's not what the law is. That's never been what the law is. There isn't any law that supports that right now.
Barnes, talk about a war. I mean, you could say Vietnam was wrong, blah, blah, blah. In hindsight, we shouldn't have fought it. This is a war for our children and their very lives. This is the real war. This is everything.
This is an attempt to restore legal-style slavery to the United States. The same most morally horrendous aspects and offensive aspects of slavery was control of the body and control of your child. That's what they're trying to do again. That's why we have to fight for another Emancipation Proclamation in America today to keep our freedoms and liberties restored and in place.
That's right. We're in a war. It's for global slavery versus freedom. We'll be right back with Robert Barnes and Drew Hernandez. Stay with us.
Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever, and 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, and it's now been reformulated as even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated high quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. Then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Again, it has that cutting edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this, and what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing, and it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there, so get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, we've got Drew Hernandez with us for the bottom of the hour. Amazing independent reporter. And he just does an amazing job around the country, working for several big organizations, but also independently. And he has been at the Rittenhouse trial. He's been at demonstrations around the country. He's been at the border lately. He's got a lot to talk about, so he's riding the shotgun with us here. And then Roger Stone has a bunch of news he wants to break on what this election in Virginia meant and more. He's popping in bottom of the hour. And then Ben Swan had been on a while. And Joe Rogan the other day sent me a clip of one of his shows saying, man, this is really good information. I said, yeah, I ought to get Ben Swan back on. Not name dropping. That's just how I thought of Ben Swan again. Who's out there still fighting and taking action, reaching millions. So he's going to be with us with a lot of interesting things we're going to be covering in the third hour today. And Paul Joseph Watson is hosting this Wednesday's fourth hour out of the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, who's spearheading a bunch of lawsuits for Robert Kennedy Jr. and his great alliance. And, of course, you're ready to file a suit that he first told me about a month ago. And we told you, hey, there's a big whistleblower with Pfizer. On the trials being frauds, it's going to be filed soon, and next week, that's now all over the news, that's going to be filed, and the British Medical Journal has looked at the information and said that what the whistleblower gave them is absolutely accurate and shows a criminal level of fraud, hiding what really happened with that. So just very, very happy to see that victory coming out, but also it's crazy to see him just double down and move forward. So I wanted Barnes to spend a minute or so recapping that. I want to get Drew Hernandez's take on it. But before we get into Rittenhouse, because New York are throwing garbage onto, de Blasio's property because garbage is everywhere. Society's breaking down because people won't take the shot. And I'll get his take on what he thinks the final boiling point here in America is and how we stop the forced injections, but also stop a civil war. But a recap for folks briefly, Barnes, this huge information that broke in the last few days that you told us about first a month ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's critical. I mean, what it is the only basis by which this vaccine has been approved and authorized at any level was based on clinical three-stage testing by Pfizer, and those tests were that testing process was completely contaminated from beginning to end. There is no reliable data there at all. There's no accuracy that can be depended upon there at all. It was completely, it was not blinded like it was supposed to be. They didn't take proper measurements. They didn't record severe adverse events. They didn't even have the data to do so. And then when they got caught with it, they fabricated and falsified the data and submitted fraudulent reports and perjured testimony. And the FDA helped Pfizer cover it up. And so, I mean, that's what took place. Indeed, after she reported it to the FDA, all of a sudden she got a call from Pfizer's corporate lawyer. It's like, how does Pfizer's corporate lawyer know that she disclosed it to the FDA? Because the FDA was tipping off Pfizer because they're really working for Pfizer to cover up. And the degree of complicity and corruption in this vaccine is at an unparalleled level, even for a company like Pfizer that has been fined billions of dollars for its historic levels corruption around the world in the big drug, big pharma context.
That's right. They paid the biggest fines in history. They just made $65 billion off of this. They'll probably get another slap on the wrist when they deserve to be on death row for what they've done. Drew Hernandez, you have been all over the country tracking this. You're with Real America's Voice, DrewHLive.com. Thank you so much for coming on with us. I want to get into your coverage of the Rittenhouse trial and the big developments there with the FBI suppressing exculpatory video. But first, your take on what Barnes just broke here.
Well, I think the natural response for human beings when they're being oppressed, legitimately being oppressed, we're not talking about Black Lives Matter and Antifa running around claiming that they're oppressed, real oppression with these vaccine mandates where people are being threatened with their livelihood and their jobs. I think the natural response, whether Republican or Democrat, left or right, I think when you put a human being in a corner like this and you violate their freedoms, you violate their livelihood, their families, I think the natural response is you are going to receive some kind of pushback. And it brings joy to my heart to see this happening in New York and in California as well. But at the same time, there are millions of mindless lemmings that continue to just buy into this. And they're willing to give the authoritarian government an inch. And they fail to realize that if you do that, they're going to take a light year on you. So I think people are starting to wake up to this reality. I mean, you take a look at Loudoun County, right? People, it took a ninth grade girl being sodomized and raped in a unisex bathroom for people to start to finally wake up that, hey, maybe these types of policies are a bad idea. So I think when innocence or when a human life is on the verge of being violated, maybe that's what it takes to finally wake people up who just don't want to listen to the facts.
Thanks for reminding me about that, because even Obama tried to come out and say it didn't happen, and he went and reportedly raped another woman, and the police reports are all there, and they're going ahead with the prosecution, and the nerve, Drew, to then have Obama and the Democrats just say it didn't happen. It's like Tucker Carlson asked last week, what's up with the trans community like being God? They're like above the law, they seem to be running everything, what the hell's going on here?
These people are willing to put a political agenda over a ninth grade girl being raped in a unisex bathroom. Drew, why do you say that? Because this county was about to punch in a policy that was going to require teachers in order literally call the children based off their preferred pronouns and unisex bathrooms. So there was a father that was going to actually testify on what happened to his daughter in a unisex bathroom being raped by a boy in a skirt. And they arrested him. They shut him down. They silenced him from speaking.
And by the way, the Soros-backed prosecutor is still trying to prosecute him last time I heard, Barnes.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's deeply disturbing what's taking place. It's what a lot of people warned about, and it's what the media said was all myth. They said this will never happen. Nobody will misuse access to a bathroom in order to sexually assault or abuse a young girl. And then it happened. And so what do? They covered it up. And because they covered it up, it led Loudoun County to, like the rest of the country, to move strongly against the Democratic Party in the elections just this past Tuesday. So this is not a popular agenda. It's never been a popular agenda. You know, watching the Democratic Party rise to power is like watching a monkey climb a tree. It only gets uglier. And the ordinary American is seeing that more and more, and they're pushing back more and more.
All right, we're going to break in a few minutes, but I want to get Drew started on this. You've been covering the Rittenhouse trial, and so much has come out, but a lot of it never makes the national news. Give us a breakdown of some of these incredible events.
Well, I really wanted to take my time with this, and I'll do the best I can with about 3 minutes. But just to give people full context, because people that are watching this trial need to understand, this was not a peaceful protest. The context is day one in Kenosha when Jacob Blake was shot. I was there on the ground. I took an Uber from Chicago to Kenosha to cover not a protest. It was a riot. When I showed up, they were already burning down dumpster trucks. They were burning down buildings. They were looting buildings. They were vandalizing buildings. They were committing arson. They were committing violent acts that are not covered by the First Amendment. That was day one. They burnt down a car dealership. This was not a peaceful protest. And on day two, they did the same thing and burnt down more buildings and another car dealership. That is what brought Kyle Rittenhouse to Kenosha. Kyle did not show up to Kenosha to shoot a bunch of BLM protesters that were expressing their First Amendment right. Literally one of the first viral clips or viral stories that came out of Kenosha that night, I remember sitting in my hotel room in Chicago watching this all unfold on night one that actually led me to go to Kenosha. The protesters, the rioters, okay, and I say protesters in air quotes, the rioters were already taking bricks and throwing them at the head of police officers because Jacob Blake got shot by a cop. That is what initiated all of this stuff. So when you hear the prosecution and you hear the mainstream media come out and say, this was a peaceful protest because there was an injustice that was committed against a black man by a police officer. So does everyone here understand that that is a constitutional right? That is not the context of even what brought Kyle Rittenhouse to Kenosha in the first place, because there were multiple nights of rioting, vandalism, and arson being committed on camera. Millions of views on my Twitter. This is the story that changed my life, Alex. This is what birthed my career, literally. So people have to understand, I'm not giving my opinion here. I witnessed all of this stuff. The context to this is violence. And because, and a lot of listeners are not going to like to hear this, but the police, the National Guard was supposedly called, and the public at the time was wondering, why aren't they doing anything to put a stop to the violence? So people showed up with rifles, because law enforcement was not doing their job to put an end to the
stay right there. We got plenty of time for you, by the way, Drew. We're going to get Barnes' take on this as well. And we'll hold you into stone. It's all a free-for-all here. I love all you guys, and you're absolutely right. I was already aware of your work before Kenosha, but you're right. You exploded after Kenosha and just did such a great job. And same thing with the tower shooter at UT, shooting all those people. People just pulled out their guns, started shooting back at him. That's what Americans do. Rittenhouse deserves a medal, not to go to prison. We'll be right back with Drew Hernandez and Robert Barnes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Out in about 2 minutes. We'll go back to Drew Hernandez and get his take on the Rittenhouse trial he's been watching. Barnes worked on the trial, and then there's obviously a solo defense going on with one team, but he helped in the preparation for it. And I know he got Rittenhouse's mom on the show and almost got Rittenhouse on, but I understand why he's not been doing shows, but that's why they want to put him in jail, because the guy's a hero. Barnes, you've been on the inside of the situation. How do you think the trial's going?
I think the defense would have benefited from a broader, better team. One of my recommendations was actually to not stipulate to the authenticity of the videos and have people like Drew testify, because Drew has, you know, eyewitness testimony and understands the full context. The prosecutor did not want Drew on the stand for obvious reasons. He wants to create a fake narrative about what's taking place. So they decided to go their own path. I don't think that was the best idea, but hopefully it works out for the kid. So we gave them lots of ideas. What they do with those ideas, we no longer control. But hopefully the kid is innocent. He's always been innocent. The FBI covered up. They had HD footage of the whole incident, and then they lost it, you know, which is ridiculous. And we saw more indictments brought today concerning the Steele dossier. Just shows the degree of FBI corruption, and the FBI corruption extends to the Rittenhouse case. And that may be a subject of future appeal if there's any convictions in the case. But the kid is innocent. The judges basically knows that. The only question is whether the jury knows that. The defense could have done a lot better job than they've done so far, but hopefully they get better through the rest of the case.
Yeah, that's the big question is, will Americans virtue signal so hard, even though the judge seems good, and just burn an innocent young hero just because they want to feel good and bow down to the god of George Floyd?
No doubt about it. And they all said that there was a lot of pressure on them during jury selection. So we had different ideas for jury selection, a different team for jury selection. The local lawyer, Mark Richards, decided to go solo, do it all himself. I don't think that was the best decision, but hopefully it doesn't backfire for Kyle, because he's an innocent kid, and it's not just him who's on trial. It's self-defense in America that's on trial. So his acquittal is an acquittal for America and the protection of self-defense. Hopefully that's what happened.
All right. Well, as this unfolds, continue to give us updates. Robert Barnes, thank you so much.
Hey, glad to be here.
All right, let's go back now to Drew Hernandez. Drew, you've got the floor with the rest of the segment. That's right, you've been right in the center of this case the whole time, and I guess you're not being called as a witness.
Well, let's break this down real quick. I want to give the viewers some accurate context. I'm not giving my opinion here. This is eyewitness. I was there. I have all the footage to back it up. The morning of this day, this specific day, okay, the night that Kyle shot this pedophile, right, they were boarding up businesses, to the point where they were putting boards on buildings, and they were writing on the boards, "Children live up here." Why were they doing that? Because the previous two nights they were burning down buildings. There was a threat, a violent threat to the community. So this night, the protesters, okay, air quotes protesters, they were rioters. There was an unlawful assembly called near the courthouse. So the police started pushing them back, deploying tear gas, non-lethal munitions to push back the rioters. The rioters then responded. They were all Antifa'd up. Antifa was there. They were throwing rocks at cops. They were taking concrete slabs and destroying them on the floor to create rocks to throw them at cops. And they were also throwing mortars and explosive devices and fireworks. They were going back and forth with the cops, being pushed down the street towards the car source where Kyle shot Rosenbaum. I'm giving you guys context here so you can understand how this all happened. They eventually came to the gas station. That's the video that you guys were just playing, okay? So when they get to this gas station, I can quickly break this down real quick. The police push the rioters all the way to this gas station, and that's Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum was pushing a burning dumpster can, okay? Some people think he was pushing it towards the gas station. In my personal opinion and context, they were pushing a burning garbage bin towards automobiles filled with human beings at the cop cars because they were in a skirmish going back and forth rioting against the police. And the one that was pushing the trash bin leading the charge was Rosenbaum. That's what started the entire conflict because someone took a fire extinguisher and put out the fire. That set off Rosenbaum immediately because he was angry that somebody set his arson out. So that's what caused him to lead a pack of lemmings to the gas station and to get physically violent, attempting to start an altercation with people with rifles. And if you guys could play that clip one more time where he's saying, shoot me, shoot me, shoot me. I'm not going to say the N-word on your show, Alex, because, you know, they're going to clip that up. But that's what he was saying. Shoot me, N-word, shoot me, N-word. Play the next clip where Rosenbaum is in the gas station. You might have to fast forward a little bit. I want you guys to see something. And let's see if it goes to the left. Push.
Yeah, let's remember, you shot most of this footage, didn't you?
Yeah. Yes, go back. I want you guys
to. I should have said that up front. We got the camera guy on. I just know Drew so well. We've done shoots together on the border and stuff. I'm forgetting. Hey, this is a guy that got the Key Kenosha footage.
Yeah, so, okay, watch. Let this play. No, back one, real quick. With Rosenbaum in the gas station, right here. Okay. Yeah, that was it. This one. Let it play. I want you guys to see something. When I say pause, press pause. Let it keep going. I don't know if it's that. That's the clip. That clip, specific clip. I don't know if you guys.
Well, it's all on record. We know you told the truth. We know you shot the video. So tell them what really happened.
Check this out. You guys need to hear this. Okay, push. Let it keep going. You're gonna see in this clip a kid that looks just right there. Push pause. You see that kid in the green shirt in the background? It's possible Rosenbaum was trying to get physically violent with that kid in the green shirt. It's possible that Rosenbaum thought that was Kyle Rittenhouse later in the night when he tried to charge him because this was previous before Kyle shot Rosenbaum. It's possible, this is just my opinion, it's possible that Rosenbaum mistake this kid. It looked identical to Kyle, identical, wearing a green shirt. It looks identical. He was trying to get into a physical altercation with him. He was asking that kid wearing green to shoot him. So it's possible later in the night after this gas station scene, Rosenbaum, they then went into route towards a car source. They were saying, en route to car source, after they left this gas station because their fire was put out in a garbage bin. So as they're all, this is Rosenbaum walking up towards the gas station, we can only assume that they were going to burn down another gas station because they already burned down two previously the night before. They're saying, we're en route to car source, we're on our way to car source. They're walking up the street towards the gas station, and then Rosenbaum covers his face with a t-shirt, okay? And he's lighting a trash can on fire. I was there, I watched this. On his way, he's lighting a trash can on fire on his way to the car source with his face now covered, and then once he's done lighting the trash can on fire, he goes to the gas station, Kyle Rittenhouse is right behind him, and that's when Kyle shows up right in front of the gas station, that's when Kyle's on his way to the car dealership, and then Kyle makes his way to the car dealership, same with Rosenbaum. Right when Kyle gets to the car dealership, that's when Rosenbaum charges him from behind. So what people need to understand, and I have to say this, Rosenbaum is not a victim. He was a threat to the community. He was attempting to commit arson. He took a flaming garbage bin and was attempting to push it into occupied automobiles that were turned on. And he was trying to get into a physical altercation that appears to look like Kyle. And he also was attempting, literally 2 minutes before he charged Kyle Rittenhouse, Rosenbaum was lighting another trash can on fire.
Well, Drew, I understand it's very frustrating for you to see these pedophiles and arsonists, people shooting at folks, trying to burn down buildings, being lionized. That just shows how sick the left is. When we come back, I briefly want to ask you what you think is going to happen in this trial and just your overall take on the FBI. We now know suppressing video of people shooting at Rittenhouse before he defends himself and shoots them. Just incredible stuff. Then Roger Stone's coming on. But don't forget the really big news. The UN has announced forced inoculation of children without parental consent and blue cities in the...
It- comes at the end of October every year and only runs for 2 weeks. It's what I call the Black Friday comes early super blowout sale. With store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling products. Brain Force Plus, sold out for almost 8 months, back in stock, 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, it's even better than last formula with chaga mushrooms and turmeric and just everything. It's so good. It's now available again, 20% off. Ultra 12, 60% off. Alpha Power, 40% off. Knockout, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Pure Turmeric Extract Bodies, 40% off. Activated Charcoal Toothpaste and Mouthwash, 50% off. And it goes on and on and on. Storable Foods, 10% off. Last time of the year that deal's happening. It's all available now at InfoWarsStore.com. The Black Friday sale comes early. It's going right now for the next 2 weeks, and it supports the InfoWar. Take action now and get prepared.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Real America's Voice reporter Drew Hernandez has been an amazing reporter for many years, but he became extremely famous shooting the up-close, out-of-control main footage on the night the Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, day three of the rioting, day two of looting and burning, simply tried to be a good Samaritan and do what the police and National Guard would not because they were so politically correct. He's now facing, of course, murder charges and a trial. Drew Hernandez has the key footage and key everything, but has not been part of that trial. I just wanted you to recap here. We'll have you back on as this unfolds. What your predictions are about the trial and why you think you haven't been called as a witness.
Well, I can't speak specifically on the trial right now, but what I can say publicly, because I don't want to jeopardize anything that's in the works for Kyle, but what I can say is that there are things in the works. My footage has been involved, and I'm going to do the best I can, like I am right now, just to speak publicly about what really happened. And I think that as long as the true context is given, I know there are other journalists that are testifying as well. And I think the best thing for Kyle right now is that, I mean, thank God that there were people like myself and Daily Caller and Elijah Schaefer and Julio Rojas from Town Hall, all these different people that were there that night that caught footage of what really took place. I mean, Alex, what would have happened if there was no video from this? The fake news would have had a freaking heyday with this kid. Imagine the propaganda that, I mean, we have tons of video to prove what actually happened now, and they're still trying to spin it. What would have happened if there was no video? And I think America needs to take this seriously, because the media is doing this, and they get in bed with the justice system, the so-called justice system, to try and spin a narrative about something that didn't actually happen the way that they're claiming that it happened. They're seriously trying to tell people in the United States of America, the world at that, that Kyle showed up just to shoot BLM protesters. That's not true. That's just simply not true. And this truth needs to be communicated in this trial that this was violent. And you want to know how I can say this, Alex? What were they trying? What was the prosecution trying to do? They were trying to have it so that nobody can call them rioters, and they wanted to call them victims. Why do they want to do that? Because they want to put it in the minds of the public and the juror that what actually took place was more violent towards innocent people than what was actually taking place. And this is
that's right. They want to brand their people anti for the rest of them, their pedophile armies, going out and burning down America and holding us hostage and letting them know they'll be protected when they go out and do it. Drew Hernandez, we'll talk to you again very, very soon as this unfolds. Real America's Voice, thank you so much. DrewHLive.com and at DrewHLive on Twitter. All right, there goes Drew Hernandez. We're glad he's there. We're glad he was there that night. We now are about to go to Roger Stone, of course, pardoned by the president, political expert, helped get the president to run, his former chief political advisor. And he is now here to give us his take post-mortem on what happened to the Democrats in Virginia, what really happened in New Jersey, where 40,000 magic votes got found overnight, and so much more. So to tell us what he really thinks this means and what this signifies for the upcoming midterms is Roger Stone. Roger, thanks for coming on.
Alex, I'm delighted to be back here at InfoWars. Yesterday was a very interesting day. As the old joke goes, I think there's both good news and bad news. The good news is you can tell at the grassroots that the American people are completely fed up with the authoritarian regime that the ruling junta that we now have in Washington and in these particular Democrat-led states. I mean, the governor of Virginia was pictured in blackface, but he was still retained in office. Had he been a Republican, they probably would have hung him. So there's a double standard here that we've talked a lot about, but you have to look at these individually. Traditionally, in the first year of a new presidency, the off-year's elections in New Jersey and Virginia are read as a bellwether on the success of the policies of the new administration. By that measure, yesterday was an unmitigated disaster. Youngkin, the Republican candidate in Virginia, is not our kind of Republican. I think he was superior to Terry McAuliffe, but he's a partner at the Carlyle Group with the Bushes and Colin Powell and other globalists. On the other hand, he did run a conservative campaign, and my friends who know him, and I have many who know him, tell me that he himself is a solid guy, a bit more of a libertarian, actually. And we'll see, as President Trump will see. We'll see what happens. I'm delighted with his victory. The Democrats can't get over the election of an African-American, or pardon me, a Jamaican-American woman who is the new lieutenant governor, because it destroys their entire narrative. If you saw Bakari Sellers on CNN last night, no, what happened in Virginia was racist. What's happening in New Jersey is racist. Has nothing whatsoever to do with racism. None. So, in other words, Bakari Sellers says the election of a woman of color to the second highest office in the Commonwealth of Virginia, that's a demonstration of racism. These people are truly demented. But then, you know, Alex, I don't get my news from CNN for the same reason I don't eat out of the toilet. What's even more amazing are the results in New Jersey. New Jersey is a state that has changed demographically very quickly. Richard Nixon carried New Jersey in 1968. Gerald Ford carried it in 1976. Reagan carried it again in 1980, obviously won it again in 1984. But demographically, the state has trended away from us. There have been huge shifts where the suburbs of the large cities, which used to be reliably Republican, are no longer Republican. So the Democratic machine run by Cory Booker in Newark and George Norcross, the real boss of South Jersey, they're very, very adept at manipulating elections. Now, our candidate seemed like a nice fellow. He was underfunded. He started with no name ID. One of my friends in New Jersey told me the day before the election, you guys ran a tomato can. I think that's a little unfair. The guy gave a great spirited fight physically.
By the way, is that a joke? Because he's Italian. I'm not from the Northeast. I don't get the joke. What's that mean?
In boxing, when you box a tomato can, it means they've given you an opponent who's easy to win, to beat.
Oh, I got it. It means he just did. Yeah, he was a layman.
Sacrificial lamb. I mean, somebody had to take the nomination. This guy had the courage to do it. My hat's off to him in an overwhelmingly Democratic state. I knew when I went to bed, when I saw that only 1% of the vote was in Essex County, which is Newark, that we were unlikely to hold on to the governorship. However, you've got to love the fact that a non-union truck driver who spent less than $200 beat the most powerful politician in the state, Steve Sweeney. Because of the structure of the government in New Jersey, the Senate president is actually more powerful than the governor. Sweeney is a machine politician who believed he would be the next governor. Now he's nothing more than an ex-state senator.
This has got to scare the hell out of the establishment. Even with all their election fraud, this is such big landslides. They're even losing areas that they've comfortably controlled. What do you expect them to pull next? I mean, like you said, they're just screaming the word racism louder than ever, but people see right through it. What are they going to pull next?
Well, the question is, do people see right through it? You see, unfortunately for us, not every American is watching InfoWars or OAN or Newsmax or Real America's Voice, where you can actually get the truth on those sites. Most people are like zombies. They're watching CNN and believing that the crap that is spewed from these talking heads there is actually true. No, I say they double down on voter fraud now. In other words, I think in Virginia, given the fact that McAuliffe made so many huge blunders in the closing days, even though they had set the stage to steal it, remember, they got a judge to rule that absentee ballots do not require the last four digits of your Social Security number when the state law is unambiguous. So that was the setup. And then Fairfax County, the biggest county outside of Washington, a highly mechanized, a very sophisticated voter machinery. Why did it take them all night to report? So they were going to try to swamp us there.
But they couldn't get enough because the landslide was so big?
Well, they couldn't do it because it wasn't a dead heat. It wasn't logical. Terry McAuliffe went out and formally, officially lost this campaign through a series of blunders. We'll hit it on the other side.
All right. Roger Stone's our guest. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Share that link.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Ben Schwann has been breaking a lot of really important news on a host of subjects. He'll be joining us coming up for the last 45 minutes of the next hour. First 15 of the next hour, I got a ton of news I haven't hit yet that ties in to the UN forced inoculation plan that's been announced. I mean, that to me is just the most incredible thing ever, that, A, we're under the UN, and that it's coming for our children to plant the flag. I mean, you couldn't make this up. So that's coming up here in a little while. Separately, this is a great sponsor. We have one of the best deals you're going to find out there on a high-quality, high-rated satellite phone. So you can't be tracked, so you can't be traced, and it'll work anywhere in the world that where you can see the sky. You can also buy cheap antennas and things for in your car, in your house, that also are on the site. InfoWarsPhone.com. That's just a site that takes you to these folks. They supply the Border Patrol, everybody, with their systems as well. They're amazing folks, and you get a free phone, a $650 value, absolutely free at InfoWarsPhone.com. Smartphones are always tracking everything you do. These aren't, and the calls are free when folks call you. You just pay $99.95 a month for your minutes, 150 minutes. So the calls you were free were like a regular cell phone, but you're not being tracked or traced. And I keep one in my car. I've given them to my parents as gifts way out in the middle of nowhere where regular phones don't work. They work. InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020, 941-955-1020, and ask the Alex Jones special. And also, you heard I didn't plug last hour. I get so busy, so focused. I don't. If we don't plug, we won't be here. That's how we fund our operation, plus their great products. We have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points for Black Friday comes early. We've been doing this 8-9 years now. This is the 9th year we're doing it. And for the first 2 weeks of November, we have free shipping, double Patriot points, biggest sale of the year, 60% off Ultra 12, Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock discounted. Ultra 12 is just the best deal you're ever going to find at 60% off. We also have the Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off with the free shipping, double Patriot points. The Liquid Turmeric's 50% off. It's all really amazing products. Infowarsstore.com and BrainForce Plus, the great nootropic, back in stock, 50% off, and it all makes this broadcast possible. You also have it to the 15th. And then they're going to have to raise the prices to get 10% off on all storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. So with the shortages, the problems, all of it, I would not wait. I would take action now and do your Christmas shopping early and be done with it and fund the tip of the spear at InfoWarsStore.com. Get some T-shirts while you're at it. Again, you are the guys and gals that fund us, so thank you. We're like a mothership that just supports so many other great patriots, and we are very influential, as the enemy knows, with the other biggest talk show hosts in the country now listening to us very, very closely. And I'll just leave it at that. So the leadership of this broadcast is incredible. All glory goes to God, but it is historic, and it's all our guests, it's all our listeners, it's the stations, it's everybody together. This is a family, and we are changing the world, so your investment has not been in vain. You could not have invested with your time, your energy, your prayers, and your money better than at InfoWars. So thank you so much, listeners and viewers. Roger Stone, please continue. And you're one of the smartest political analysts in the world, probably the smartest, with your predictions. You were just saying before the break, you think they're going to double down on election fraud now that they've had these big setbacks. Talk about the Democrats. How do we counter that?
Well, I've been in this battle in the last couple of days here in Florida. Let me lay it out for you. There are 1 million phantom voters on the rolls in the state of Florida. Without Florida's 27 electoral votes, no Republican can be elected president. Now, I want to be very clear. I didn't say 1 million fraudulent votes were cast in the 2020 election. That's not what I said. Talking points memo. What I said was, if you took the people who are just aren't real, they're not fraudulent, they're fraudulent. Those who are deceased, those who moved out of the state, or registrants who filed their registration from a vacant lot, you have 1 million fraudulent votes. Now, I called on Governor Ron DeSantis to do something about this, and he said, no, we had the best, the cleanest election we've ever had. Lo and behold, after I hit him, the very next day, he announced a new State Department to investigate elections on the same day that my friend Laura Loomer was breaking the news that Ron DeSantis's appointed Secretary of State was meeting secretly with the head of Dominion voting machines and another third bad actor named Wesley Wilcox. Wesley Wilcox is the chairman of the Association of Supervisors of Boards of Elections, which is made to sound like a governmental entity, but it's a front group. It's an elitist front group. It was right here on this program about a week ago when I pulled down an article in which Mr. Wilcox said, nobody's going to audit my elections. Your elections, pal? No, there are elections. The governor needs to stop the talk and actually walk the walk. In today's statement, clearly a reaction to my criticism, when he announced the creation of this new department to investigate fraud, he says he's adamantly opposed to the use of drop boxes. Governor Ron DeSantis signed drop boxes into law in 2019 after his predecessor, Governor Rick Scott, opposed them for 8 years. Governor, do you read what they sign, what they put in front of you? You just blindly sign it.
Well, that's right. In fact, I should have brought this up, Roger. I've seen the headlines. Are they accurate that you're threatening to run for governor if DeSantis doesn't get tough on fraud?
Well, look, I have no illusions about my ability to be elected governor, but if I have to seek the Libertarian nomination to keep his feet to the fire, there's a couple things he needs to do. Ron DeSantis was pulled over the finish line by Donald Trump, but he is the only prospective candidate for president who will not pledge to step aside for Trump. I think the former president, has earned that right to be the nominee if that's what he chooses to do. Secondarily, how fair is it for Governor DeSantis to run for re-election in 2022 and then immediately run off and run for governor and abandon the state that he's supposed to be protecting? So we've got a million phantom voters on the rolls. that his Secretary of State refuses to remove. The mask mandate headlines are great. He's banned mask mandates, except for the seven largest counties in the state are flouting their nose at him. The school boards have put mandates in place.
Sure, so this sounds like basically what Governor Abbott's doing here. A bunch of talk, but when it comes to real meat and potatoes, not delivering what we need.
I like, I must tell you, I liked Abbott's partner, Costello, much better than I ever liked Abbott. Abbott is a rhino who is trying desperately now to backtrack. He bought into the entire phony COVID-19 thing, and when Texans were unhappy, as they should be, he tried to become a born-again, America-first, Texas-first candidate. Personally, I'm supporting Chad Prather for governor of Texas. He's the only patriot I know who's actually running.
Well, that's fantastic. We're getting probably Chad Prather on tomorrow, it looks like. If not, he'll be on Sunday or Monday. What else is on your radar? I know a ton of stuff's on your radar, Roger Stone.
Well, look, as I said here, we broke this news. I think it's essential that President Trump run. I really do. He is the strongest candidate we have. He is the glue that holds the whole America First movement.
And notice how scared they are when you were on a few months ago and broke that Trump is intending to run, and I know you're not going to give everything on air, but he's running. You know, obviously been meeting with him. No one picked that up because they are so damn scared of that right now, and now they're panicking, saying it's the end of America. Prince Valiant, Fiona Hill was saying it's the end of the country if he's allowed to run. They're trying to use January 6th ginned up crap to preclude him from running. That's actually one of their fever dreams.
There's no question about it. First of all, why was Fiona Hill ever in the Trump administration? She worked for George Soros prior to working in the National
Security Council. And she hates us because you fingered her on air. You exposed her first here on the show.
Yeah, she says that she was subjected to death threats. You know what? I was subjected to death threats because of her comments. How do you like that?
That's right. She went on 60 Minutes and said, you and I made people death threat her. Well, she said she's a globalist. She testified in Congress. She doesn't know what a globalist is. She's the main writer at theglobalist.com. It's like Hitler saying he doesn't know what a German is.
Yeah, no, it's absurd. But anytime she wants to match the number of death threats generated, I guarantee you, her comments and the comments of her colleagues, Robert Mueller and Rod Rosenstein, generated far more. Look, this is a farce. She was undermining the President of the United States. She should have been charged with treason. Treason has no sunset as a charge. It doesn't. There's no statute of limitations. So when Trump is president again, I expect a large number of people will be charged with treason. John Brennan, Rod Rosenstein, James Comey. If I were those guys, I would not sleep well at night because the American people are furious. We didn't have these high gas prices under Donald Trump. We didn't have food chain supply problems under Donald Trump. We didn't have food shortages under Donald Trump. This is all contrived nonsense to squeeze the American people to make them take a COVID vaccination, which is more likely to kill them than not.
Roger, let's do five more minutes. I'm going to ask you, because I know you talk to Trump a lot. I would love to see him run again. It looks like he is. And we're only, like a year out from when he would be announcing. But they planned to stage a terror attack or something. They want to bring in permanent martial law before the midterms. I'm convinced of that. They may release an even stronger bioweapon. I mean, I believe the next 12 months are the most important in America's history. I'm going to come back and get Roger Stone's take on that. But Roger, you got a lot of great websites. Where do people find your podcast, all of it? TheStoneColdTruth.com?
StoneColdTruth.com is the best place to go. And if you want to help me in the epic legal struggles, go to StoneDefenseFund.com. Because, as you know, everybody and his brother is suing me.
That's right. It's a war. We'll be right back. Stay there, Roger.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever. And 20% off plus free shipping